Chapter 19. "What, Abby?" I demanded. "Why are you saying that?" The old man didn't reply. The candlelight glowed in his watery eyes. He nodded his head solemnly under the heavy hood. Then he turned away from us and glided silently after the others, the hem of his robe sweeping along the bare floor. "What did he mean?" Eddie demanded when the hooded man had vanished around a corner. "Why did he try to frighten us?" I shook my head. "It had to be some kind of a joke," I replied. "They're probably on their way to a party or something." Eddie frowned thoughtfully. "They were creepy, Sue. They didn't look like they were in a party mood to me." I sighed. "Let's find the elevator and get up to the room. I don't like this old part of the hotel. It's just too dark and scary." "Hey, I'm the one who gets scared," Eddie said, following me down the hall. "You're supposed to be the brave one, remember?" We wandered down one long, candlelit hallway after another, feeling more and more lost. We couldn't find an elevator or stairs or any kind of exit. "Are we going to walk forever?" Eddie whined. "There has to be a way out of here, doesn't there?" "Let's go back," I suggested. "The taxi driver is probably gone by now. Let's go back the way we came and go out through the restaurant." Eddie pushed his dark hair back off his forehead. "Good idea," he muttered. We turned and started the long walk back. It was easy to keep in the right direction. We followed the hallways and made left turns instead of rights. We walked quickly without speaking. As we walked, I tried to remember our last name, tried to remember Mom and Dad, tried to picture their faces, tried to remember something about them. Losing your memory is so terrifying, much more frightening than being chased by someone. That's because the problem is inside you, inside your own mind. You can't run away from it, you can't hide from it, and you can't solve it. You just feel so helpless. My only hope was that Mom and Dad would be waiting in the room, and that they could explain to Eddie and me what had happened to our memories. "Oh no!" Eddie cried, startling me from my thoughts. We reached the end of the final hallway. The hotel restaurant should be on the other side of the curtained glass door. But there was no door. No door back to the restaurant. No door at all. Eddie and I were staring at a solid wall.